Coffee Break, where Helena comes to talk.
I don't know if John's having phone trouble. Everybody's having phone trouble, but we ultimately won that tug of war. And so we get to chat with Carroll College President Dr. John Sack this morning. Sir, how are you?
Good morning, Troy. I am fine.
Now that we got the wires figured out, right? We tightened that string on the tin cans and we're good to go.
We're all dependent on technology.
Well, and I'm how are you this morning? Are you, other than your technology issues, everything going okay?
Other than some slight technology issues, I'm great.
Good. Well, and you had an event last night. You invited the Carroll community to kind of join in a moment of prayer. Would you talk about that a little bit and how that came about, what the conversations have been around that?
Absolutely. As you know, the Carroll College community is a pretty special place. And, you know, we have an extended family that exists not only here in Helena and Montana, but really across the world. And so one of the things that we did is we asked everyone to come together at 8 o'clock last night. And just take some time and say a prayer and talk about and ask, you know, basically for some help during this time of distress and turmoil here in the country, and to pray for George Floyd and the countless others who are involved in healing this nation, and to pray for inclusivity, justice, and peace. And I was very, very moved when I sent that email out to our campus community. I also sent it out to our broader alumni and friends community, and which is about 20,000+ people, and received just a ton of email responses from people who were very, very pleased. And the note ended by saying, if we are to be a beacon to the church in the Northwest, as St. John Paul II called us to be, I hope that we can pray together as a loving community of saints and reach out with compassion to our broken world, and that's a reference to Pope John Paul II, a comment he made about Carroll College back when Bishop Morellino met with him a couple of decades ago. And as you know, the bishops meet with the Pope every 5 or so years for their ad limina. And Pope St. John Paul II would always ask about Carroll College during those meetings. And at the last meeting they had, he said, as they were finishing the meeting, that Carroll College was meant to be a beacon to the church in the Northwest. So that's something that is very special to us, and especially during this very challenging time in our country.
Yeah. Carroll College President Dr. John Sack is our guest this morning, and it is a strange thing being here in Montana, as you point out in your letter that you had sent out. You know, many of us pretty protected, pretty isolated in many ways, kind of watching this happen all around us. But that doesn't mean that we're unaffected, or that the world around us being affected doesn't matter and doesn't have an impact. And I think you said, I mean, Carroll plays a role of some sort in this conversation, maybe not just Carroll, but other colleges, other universities, there's a role to play there, isn't there?
Absolutely. And, you know, in the letter, I used the reference from the perspective that, you know, here I am in Helena, Montana, a white middle-aged male, and really shielded from any form of discrimination and fear, which is different than many of my African American, Hispanic, American Indian, people of color, LGBTQ, and other minority friends and colleagues may encounter around the world. So, you know, it's it's something that, you know, just who I am and where we are, I may never be able to understand the fears and challenges that they face. I just felt that we as a college community could come together in unity and pledge that we absolutely will not tolerate fear, intimidation, racism, discrimination, bigotry, and injustice. So, you know, I'm happy to be able to do that. And obviously, as we're you know, wanting this to reach a peaceful conclusion, you know, it's important that people don't engage in violent actions that hurt other people and communities and you know, shop owners. So, you know, I think we're really praying that the situation will calm down soon.
Carroll College President Dr. John Sack, our guest on Coffee Break today. And before all of this, we've been working to sort of navigate the COVID-19 pandemic, and I'm sure you've started at least in the initial stages of building a freshman class for the coming fall. Have those numbers, I know it's early, but those numbers, are you seeing an impact by everything that's happening?
Yeah, you know, a couple of things that I think are actually really positive is we're seeing a significant uptick in interest from Montanans wanting to come to school here at Carroll College. So our Montana numbers are looking really good from people around the state who are deciding, you know what, we have a fantastic college. In fact, the college has been rated as the number one regional college in the western United States, which includes the state of Texas, 9 years in a row. So, you know, they're deciding to come to enroll at Carroll College here in Helena, Montana, which is pretty exciting. And the other trend that's been really positive is we've seen a significant uptick in local Helena students who are interested and looking to enroll in Carroll College this fall. So obviously we've been here in Helena for 110 years. So we're a very important part of this community and view our connections and partnerships with this community to be extremely important to us. So that's exciting news. You know, some of the places where we might be down a little bit might be places like Seattle or in other places like New York, where I think the COVID-19 situation is bad enough where maybe those students and the parents of those students are saying, you know, we want you to stay closer to home. So we're up in some areas and then we're down in some other pockets.
Well, and certainly a good thing to be keeping our young people here in Montana, here in Helena even, I think speaks highly of the school that kids like it and appreciate and respect it enough that they don't want to get away. Right. Because that's always the
exactly.
I don't know where I want to go. It just can't be in Montana. I want to go somewhere else. I
right.
don't think that's uncommon. And so to see them sort of buck that, I think is something that speaks pretty highly of Carroll College.
Exactly. And, you know, we attract a good number of students from places, you know, nearby like Butte and Great Falls, Bozeman, but also a good number of students from Missoula up to the Flathead, and then over Billings and eastern Montana is also very strong for us. So, in fact, Billings has the fifth largest concentration of Carroll College alumni of any place on the planet. So, Billings is definitely Saint territory.
There have been disruptions to high school students taking, you know, ACTs, SATs. What's the Carroll application process in terms of those tests normally? Is that changing to make some allowances?
Yes. In fact, we were a leader in that, in the test optional movement last year. So recognizing that not everyone does well on a standardized test. So we We implemented a test optional option last fall so that instead of depending on your SAT or ACT test, there are other factors that, could come into play in determining admission to the college. That has worked out very well. So we are in great shape for, working with students who have not taken the ACT or SAT. That's not a problem this fall.
We're chatting with Carroll College President Dr. John Seck this morning on Coffee Break. We do have to take a break, so we're going to go ahead and do that, but then come back and chat more with him. It sounds like we've got even some news to announce this morning, so we're going to do that coming up right after the break. I just wanted to step away from the show for a few seconds to tell you that if you miss an episode, you can always catch up. We're on iTunes, so find our show there or swing by coffeebreak959.podbean.com. Local and area events, city, state, and national officials, your neighbors doing incredible things. We talk to them all on Coffee Break, where Helena comes to talk. Welcome back in. I'm Troy Shockley. This is Coffee Break, and we're chatting this morning with Dr. John Seck. He is the president of Carroll College. And you told me just minutes before the show that you've got something going on with Helena College. What's going on there?
Well, I am very happy to announce today that Carroll College and Helena College are announcing a co-admission agreement. And that's thanks to the great work of Dr. Sandra Bowman, who is the interim dean and CEO of Helena College, working with Dr. Chad O'Hazelbaker, who's the vice president for enrollment here at Carroll College. They've been working together on this idea. And basically what it is it's students at Helena College who wish to pursue a four-year degree can enter into a co-admission agreement with Carroll College from the time they start at Helena College. And so basically what that means is students can begin receiving advising and become a part of this campus here at Carroll from the front end, so that as they start planning their trajectory towards a baccalaureate degree, they can really begin at day one. So they would stay at Helena College and complete their associate's degree, and then move into Carroll College and complete their bachelor's degree. So it's...
You still there, John? We might have lost John just now. It sounds like that's a very cool program, because then there's just a seamless transition between Helena College and Carroll College. So great to hear about that, about that partnership that's being made. So lots going on at Carroll College, and I think maybe we did drop the call with Dr. Seck. We've been fighting with the phones this morning, and they're getting their licks in. But we're gonna see if we can.
His phone's one, and yeah. We're zero right now.
Yeah, and some of the problems were on their end this morning. I never know if problems are on our end. It seems like that rears its head every now and again. But we're going to see if we can't, I suppose, reconnect with Dr. Seck, because, I got lots more questions for him. And we've got more time on Coffee Break. So I'm going to let Kurt send it to a commercial real quick, and we're going to see if we can't reconnect with John out at Carroll.
In today's always-on world, your business demands a simpler approach to network security. At Blackfoot Communications, we deliver state-of-the-art security solutions, from the perimeter to endpoint devices and remote data backup, for businesses across Montana. Ensure your company's network is online all the time. For more information, visit goblackfoot.com/security.
Yes, Troy, we're having trouble with the phone. Now I don't even get a dial tone going out, so I'm not quite sure what we're going to do.
Man, that is a lovely... Well, we'll see if maybe if John can give us a call back in. I'm sure somebody out there at Carroll College is listening going, where did he go? And you know what? What's funny is typically, well, not necessarily funny, but typically, John, they take and they post our interview on their Facebook page and let all the alumni know that, hey, guess what? We were on the radio and we were chatting with Coffee Break. I don't know if we're going to have that on their Facebook page later on today, because it's been such a goofy show. But I sure appreciate John and all the work that they do out there, and for him taking time to chat with us. And of course, we're making it more difficult because we're having all of these phone issues. We finally got to actually talk with Francis this morning.
Yeah, we got to find out what was going on at job service, but that took a phone call out. The phone calls in are still kind of iffy.
Yeah, I think Francis used up our phone call. We had one phone a friend, and then we used it. We used it on Francis. So Francis, we're glad we got to chat with you, but I think that I think that messed up our phones. We only get one shot, but yeah, you heard from John that there's a new partnership with Helena College. We'll have more about that when they issue an official release. We didn't get to dig into that too much, but I appreciate him announcing at least the basic news on the show this morning. Very nice that they've got that going on. And you know, it's really neat to see that there is a partnership between the two institutions here in town. They're not fighting over students. They're saying, you know what, we can both do this together, and we can make things better for the students that are sticking around here in town or that are coming in from out of town and starting at Helena College. They can just sort of seamlessly transition into Carroll College. And we were going to chat about students transferring into Carroll as well this morning. There are a lot of students transferring into Carroll. As John said, you know, we've got really good numbers for students in Helena saying, you know what, I'm going to stick around. I'm going to go to Carroll College. People coming from all over the state to do that. And things in terms of COVID-19 and all of that, Carroll College was one of the first, I think the first or the second school here in the state to say, you know what, we're going to start the fall semester a little bit early. Because you know, there are folks out there in the healthcare community saying odds are that this thing is going to rear its head again in the fall, and we're going to see another spike in numbers. And so universities are trying to figure out, how can we start in-person classes, because that's what we're here to do. How can we start those classes when that might be coming? And they're going to send students home for the fall semester, or for the fall break around Thanksgiving, and then welcome back to campus all the students from potentially Seattle or New York or, you know, wherever they come from. Obviously, that brings with it some troubles. So a lot of schools in Montana, I think the entire Montana university system, has ultimately decided to move up the start date for the fall. Carroll, as I said, I think the second school in Montana to make that announcement that they were going to be doing that. What that's going to allow them to do is they're ending the semester on, I believe it's November 25th, because that's the day before Thanksgiving, or the day before Thanksgiving break anyway. And then the students don't have to come back after that. So that gives them some extra time to clean things up, and they don't have to worry about the travel back and forth and that sort of thing. There is certainly stuff involved in how do we start a semester early? I mean, everything's got to be moved up. And students, of course, then have to figure out how to get to campus a little bit early. Not a huge deal, because I think at Carroll they're starting at something like 14 or 17 days early, something like that. So they have several months to plan for that, but things are starting out at Carroll a little bit early. And then, of course, we don't know what's going to happen. So there are backup plans. There's contingency, right? There's plan B, plan C, plan D. I don't know how many plans they've got figured out, but I know they've been talking about it. I know they've got other plans. And so they have moved up their calendar. And, you know, they are in consultation with the county health department. I was going to talk with John about just how much that happens. My guess is quite often, because they're the ones that really have their finger on the pulse. They're on the front line. Anytime that there is a positive case of this thing, that's when Lewis and Clark Public Health goes into action. All of their nurses then start tracing back. Okay, who were you in contact with? Where were you? They work on that contact tracing. They do they do a lot of groundwork to try to make sure that they track this thing down. And so they're talking with them all the time to find out if we do this, then how, and they're giving them the safe way to make that happen. And I know talking with John that at Carroll, it's a little bit easier just because it is a smaller institution. They have smaller classes. They may have maybe, I think it's 24, 25 students in their classroom is the max. And so they're able in that situation to spread those students out. They can move classes to bigger rooms. They can spread those students out. I'm not sure what the mask plan is. It sounds like there might be a plan out there where students, instructors are wearing masks, just trying to take every step that they can to make sure that everything is safe, but that they do what they're there to do, and that's to teach students in person. This online instruction is there is a place for it, and there are some things that it works very, very well for, but in many ways, in large part, it doesn't work, and it doesn't work well. It doesn't work for a lot of students. It's very difficult for them. So that is going on. And last we chatted with John, I was going to try and get an update. It sounds like they don't quite know yet exactly what's going on in terms of sports. They are planning on having a season. So we are going to have Saints football. At least that is the plan. We're going to have Saints football in the fall. Just don't know exactly what that's going to look like. The Frontier Conference is trying to figure out exactly what they want it and what they need it to look like. And then we're waiting to hear from the NAIA too. So, we have to hear from multiple. You got the NAIA, and then you got to hear from the Frontier Conference and then individual schools. And everybody's going to have their own recommendations, their own requirements in order to do this safe. But I think we're going to have some kind of football. There might be restrictions on how many people can go and watch the thing. You know, I'm not really sure. We're going to maybe have to space those folks out at Nelson Stadium. But we're going to have that. We're going to have soccer. We're going to have cross country. We're going to have a lot of that stuff coming back in the fall. We've got Legion teams playing right now, which is really, really good. The state tournament, it's kind of a round robin tournament. That's going to be happening here in Helena. So if you're jonesing for some sports, if you're missing sports, go out and support some of the Legion teams, and that really is a good time anytime. But right now, when we need something, we need something different. We need to get outside. We need to enjoy Montana and what Montana brings in the spring and in the summer. Legion baseball, one of those things. And so that is going on right now here in Helena. And Carroll College, as I said, it's going to be going on in the fall. So that's very, very good news. And I do want to point out, too, that apparently the plan is out at Carroll College to have their brand spanking new anthrozoology building. That's going to be done for the fall semester. So that's really cool. They're kind of a trailblazer in that field. I think one of the first in the country. At one point, there were only two. I think there are other colleges offering that now, other universities. But they were on the cutting edge of that, and that new building is going to be ready for the fall, and their new nursing simulation center. It sounds like you step onto the bridge of the Enterprise in Star Trek almost with that thing. It's so fancy, so much technology involved with that. It's an amazing thing they have going on out there. It's certainly going to be a draw. It's the nursing program already draws so many students to Helena and to Carroll College, and this is just going to make it that much more impressive and draw that many more students here to town. There's lots of stuff going on at Carroll College. There's always advancement going on out there, lots of great facilities. And students sometimes walking across the stage with a job. They put that diploma in their hand, and then they start packing to move into their new office. So lots of cool stuff going on at Carroll College. Once again, thank you to Dr. John Seck for taking time to chat with us this morning. Apologies for our tech issues. We'll see if we can't get those sorted out. We might just be back here tomorrow morning. I'm Troy Shockley, and that's it for Coffee Break today. Be sure to check us out on iTunes. Head on over. Give us a review there. That's always much appreciated. Or swing by coffeebreak959.podbean.com. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you back here tomorrow.